Greetings and salutations, you kinky fucks. Welcome back for another episode. Episode 123, to be exact, of Kinks with Kiki. So we're going to go ahead and get this started with S&M, aka Song and Mood of the Week. It's going to be Black Hearted Woman by the Allman Brothers Band. So let's get that started. Alright, so I chose that song because I have been a little bit of a hellfire for the last couple of weeks, and it has been a time. If you listen to me, if you follow me, you know I'm not really all that active on my Instagram like that, but going into the new year of 2024, I made the decision to become more active and do more things and interact more and post myself more on my Instagram. So that's what I've been doing, and it has been very interesting. Like, the feedback has been absolutely phenomenal. And you guys know, once upon a time, to those who may not know, if you are new here, I used to post myself all the time. I mean, like, my entire face, me as a person, all the time, because it was my podcast page. However, I had someone who started like literally snatching all of my pictures off of my Instagram. And before people come at me and say, well, it's social media, once you put it out there on the internet, it's free game, that's fair. I'm not debating that, because I, of sound mind, put this information out into the Instaverse or the Twitterverse. However, what you're not going to do is take my pictures and then be in Delulu fuckingville and falsify this whole narrative, like, that I'm your girlfriend. Like, this nigga was literally posting the pictures of me and like, oh, my bae's this, my bae's that, my girlfriend's this. And I'm like, it was brought to my attention, and people like DMing me like, yo, this your nigga? I'm like, who is this man? Whose man's is this? And it just got weirder and weirder. Like, when I was like, yo, I understand it's the internet, it is what it is, can you like not pretend that I'm your girlfriend on the internet, like, you know, saying people things? And he was basically like, that page I checked about stealing my content without giving me credit and taking credit for themselves. Like, he was like, nah, it's free game, it's the internet, say less. So I snatched everything off of the internet, pictures of me, blocked him, and I never put another picture up again. So you will see pictures of me on my Instagram. However, you will not get my own face, my whole face. And I have that to say about weirdos on the internet. And honestly, y'all can blame that nigga, because he decided to be a weirdo on Al Gore's internet, and I am not with the shits, especially when I'm asking you nicely, because let's keep it a stack. You pretending to be somebody's boyfriend and snatching their pictures off their podcast page is a little fucking weird. You have him to thank for that. So will you guys get my face on my Instagram entirely? The chances are extremely slim. Like, because like they say, you put it on the internet, it's free game. You can't steal what's not on the internet. So if my face is not on the internet, you cannot take my pictures and be like, oh, here's her face. So y'all go blame that nigga for that. So yeah, I've been a little hellcat, you know, tooting my horn, having fun. Like, I've been posting myself a little more, like I said, not my face, but whatever. And we'll see. That's at this point, the only thing I can say for now is we'll see. Let's see how it goes. That's all I got for you. So that's been happening. Thank you to the people who have been interacting, participating. I do want to throw out really quickly, I put out a post, well, I put out a poll on doing a potential, like, another girl on girl episode. So you guys know, if you listen to the podcast last year or maybe the year before, I put out an episode where women sent me their stories of their romantic and or sexual
relationships with women for Women's History Month because we love women. I'm a woman. I'm a girl's girl. I'm a go up every time. You know, I still, the tweet stands true. I do not support all women. Some of you bitches be stupid. Like, I gotta say that because there are some women on the internet that can be a little weird, but we're not gonna talk about that. They can be a little strange. But for the most part, I am a girl's girl. I am gonna support women in their endeavors. I am gonna support women in their choices every time. So if you guys are interested, or guys, you girls, are interested in putting like a story on the episode for Women's History Month, you can DM me at keekswithkiki@gmail.com. I will, like I did last time, I will send an MP4, please, so I can edit it and put it in an episode and kickle cackle and talk about, you know, girl on girl things, because girl on girl things are great. And I just tweeted, don't flame me for this, but it is what it is. I was like, if I love men. Ugh, during Women's History Month. Sorry, girls, don't get me. I love men. Trust me, this shit is not a choice, because if I could have chosen not to, you best believe I would not be fucking with a man of any form or fashion. But whatever, I guess. Okay, so this week, with Weekly with Kiki, I haven't done an episode in a while. I think it's maybe like a month now by the time this is released, because your girl's been busy. Like, I've had a conversation with friends. I've had a conversation with a person, briefly, a person that I met on Instagram, and explain like where my divide and my division is with keeping the podcast going. Because I'm stuck at a crossroad between creative space, podcast, career, my livelihood and my future goals, and what's going to set up my life for the rest of my life. So I'm at a fork because I don't know which way to go, and I'm not really sure how to do both at the same time. But I've been having conversations, and I'm just trying to maneuver and trying to make it work. It's hard, y'all. It really is. Like, even me being like a solo podcaster, having my own equipment, mixers, mics, everything, where I'm able to just do it in the house, your girl don't be having time, because work be monopolizing all of my time. So not the easiest thing, but it's something I'm working on, and I'm hoping it's something that I figure out before this year's end. Maybe I can maneuver and put the podcast in a new space. I don't know. Stay tuned. But I've been, you know, a little busy trying to have a social life. I've been going to, you know, museums and out to dinner and events. All while trying to do a podcast and work a full-time job. Baby, I don't know. And this is how, you know, the people who are monetizing off of podcasting, that's literally all that they have to do, because it is hard doing both. But I won't go into that anymore, because I'm already 8 minutes into going on a tangent while y'all never see my face on Instagram and trying to decide what I'm going to do with a podcast in general. Had a mic issue prior to like my mic of 6 years, which I can't believe it made it to 6 years, officially died on me. So I did have to snatch out my mixer and my XLR mics. And you see why I'm tired? On top of like potentially working after I finish this and trying to be creative and paint and write and draw. And we're going to jump into this episode, because I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, because that can become a whole thing. This episode will be quick, but I want to talk about something that I haven't really talked about before. And I think I want to delve into this as a full extensive episode, but I want to do that with guests. And it's all of this isn't fact. This isn't something that I've researched. This isn't me educating. This is me low-key just voicing my opinion on it. And we're going to talk about the bullies, the bad doms, and the mean girls of the BDSM and kink community. So this is not a rant. This is not a tangent. This is not even a soapbox. This is just, I'm extremely observant. I notice a lot, even the things that people don't think that I notice, because I'm overly observant. I just got told by a coworker, and I appreciate when people tell me about me because it's things I may not see about myself. I had someone tell me that I'm over analytical. First of all, analytics is in my job title. I am over analytical by career and nature. I can't help that, but I'm very observant because what you're not going to do is play in my face. And what you're not going to do is play around me. So I peep everything. And I say this to people. I've said this to men, and nobody's ever really believed me. I peep what you think I don't know. Trust, babe, when it comes up in 8 months, I peeped it 8 months prior. I'm just going to say that. So some things I've been noticing about the bullies, the bad doms, and the mean girls of the podcast of the BDSM kink community, particularly the Black BDSM and kink community. There have been so many people, especially Twitter. All right, let's start there. Boom. Twitter's Black BDSM community is literally the size of a fucking shot glass. I feel like, honestly, I'm giving it too much credit because a shot glass might just be a little too big. It's the size of a thimble, meaning across the country, all of these people, and I love this because I love having that sense of community online without being creeped out. Everybody is connected in some form or fashion, whether we all tend to, like, it's like Black Twitter. Like, I had a coworker deadass ask me, he's Puerto Rican, like New York Puerto Rican at that. And he asked me, like, yo, how do you get on Black Twitter? And I was like, is that a serious question? And he's like, you guys are like famous, like it makes the news, it's in like social media, it's viral. He's like, how do you get into Black Twitter? I was like, love, have a Twitter account and be Black, my nigga. Like, I didn't say my nigga to him because he is very white Puerto Rican. But I was like, yeah. I was like, we don't just, it doesn't, it's not a group chat. It's literally niggas on Twitter. And we all just kind of happen to link up and we have a time and we're never serious. We're such an unserious bunch of people. So it's just, it just happens. And that was the best way I could explain it. I was like, I literally just got back on Twitter when I got this podcast and I tapped in. Like, you just honestly be a nigga with Twitter. And that was what I told him. So going back to Black Kink Twitter and Black kink social media in general, and how I just popped my lips. I'm so sorry. And this XLR mic, whew, apologies. I'm going to have to edit that out. Where am I? But going back to Black kink Twitter, Black BDSM Twitter, it is extremely small. We all are associated with each other. Somebody knows somebody, somebody knows somebody. Like, there are people that have been on my show. Nikki, Mr. L, AJ Badass Jones. Everybody knows everybody. It's so bizarre to me. Like, obviously I know Nikki. Nikki also knows Mr. L. Mr. L also has a live that he does with AJ Badass Jones. Like, it's so, we're so cross-wired that everybody knows everybody, and it's so small, and it's like eventually it becomes this weird circle of like everyone being involved with everyone. So, because I'm not involved with anybody, I peep everything and I pay attention to things and I don't say anything, but all you need to know is your girl saw it. And that's where I leave that. But I wanted to just kind of jump into how there are so many people from the 5 years that I've been back on Twitter. I'm a part of OG Twitter. My Twitter account was April of 2008. I had it until about 2015. And then I was like, Twitter was literally affecting my mental health. So I got off and I was content. Like, I got off until I think 2018 when I started the podcast, and I had forgotten completely about Twitter. And I see now in the 3 years that I was absent, Twitter ain't changed a fucking bit. If anything, it got worse. But neither here nor there. People I've seen and experienced on the timeline in real time, people exposing doms, exposing dominatrixes, exposing sadists, some for being abusive, some for sexual assault, trigger warning, sorry, It is a real thing. And because this community is so tiny on Twitter, whomever was the abuser or the abusee, somebody in some form or fashion, this web, everybody knows everybody. And then you blink and everybody's talking about it, but nobody's really talking about it. So I'm just going to list some things. Again, not a tangent, but I think this is something that needs to be brought to the forefront, because there are bad people in the BDSM community, and a lot of it is masked. I've already done an episode with Josh back way back, like an OG episode, talking about BDSM versus abuse and how to spot the difference. First and foremost, the biggest difference is always going to be isolation. And again, this is not me on notes. This is me talking from full-fledged experience and letting my shit off. Like, I'm just letting the chopper sing. That literally, that's what I'm doing right now. First step to abuse in any form of fashion is always isolation. You isolate that person from their friends, from their families, from their support systems, from their village, because then they literally have no one to depend on for emotional support, sometimes financial support, mental support, but you. And because a person who isolates you knows that you are the only person that they can depend on, they will abuse you in forms and fashions that are out of this fucking world, because you have no one. So the abuse continues. It's a cycle. That shit is in the vanilla world, and it is even more prevalent in the BDSM world. Why? Because you can mask the shit with domination. So I want to talk about bad doms. I have never done an episode of, I don't think I've done an episode of like bad doms. I've done like the dozens of doms episode where I talked about the variations of doms, whether it's sadists, sensual sadists, daddies, actual just doms with ME women. You know, I talked about the variations of doms, and I briefly talked about like the signs and warning signs of a bad dom. Of course, you know, a dom who doesn't know you from Adam, who already wants you to submit and do everything that they tell you to do, and y'all have only been talking a full 24 minutes. That is typically one of the first signs that that person is going to either be abusive or they're fake dom. And I talked about fake dom, so I'm not going to go into that. But it's really that line of being the bad dom in the community, especially the black community, when it's already small. It's not a lot of doms to go around. It's more submissives and littles and pets and kittens. Like, it's more women and more men in a submissive space than there are in a dominant space for the black community. I'm not talking about any other, you know, white, Asian, Hispanic. I'm talking about my people, my niggas. It ain't enough to go around as it is. So there's a weird crossover of people, i.e. submissives, being in spaces with a dom who's also know, like they also know another submissive who's been involved with them. They're sharing doms. That is what is happening in this community online. That is what is happening in this community in real life. We are all connected in some form of fashion, and it is always mind-boggling to me, but I know it's a very real thing. So I just wanted to like really tap into being aware of the bad doms and how a lot of them are being outed lately. Like, I've seen like 3 doms outed within the last, I want to say, 5 or 6 months, and one was recent. I can't even remember who it was, but it's something I don't go looking for. But again, because I am a part of Black Kink Twitter, it just kind of pops on my timeline with whomever I follow as a mutual, and they might have reposted it or said something or spoke out about it, which wholeheartedly, get them niggas out of here. I completely understand, because if you are using your domination and preying on innocent women and abusing these women and masking it as you being dominant, then yeah, you absolutely do need to get the fuck up out of here, because doms can use it as a tactic for manipulation, and submissives, especially new submissives who aren't privy to the lifestyle as of yet, and they're still in the process of educating themselves and learning how this lifestyle is and how to maneuver in this lifestyle. A lot of people, women and men, I'm not just talking about men here being the predatory ones, they can abuse a doe-eyed submissive who knows nothing about the lifestyle and their learning. However, there are some cases where you do have a group of people, I can't say women or men, I'm just saying people, where these are very serious accusations, especially when it comes to somebody being assaulted. This is a pretty big deal, but there are some cases, and we're going to jump into that in a moment, where people will turn a blind eye to something happening based around the lifestyle, and they'll be like, you're complaining and that's how it's supposed to be. No, it's not. Being dominated is one thing. Being manipulated and abused and it being masked as dominating is not the wave, bro. Like, it's really not what you're trying to make it like seem. Like, you're saying, oh, well, this, you know, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do, you know, things that you're uncomfortable. Says who? Consent in a conversation needs to be had. Because I have never done anything in the almost 10 years I have been in this lifestyle. I have never done anything that I was absolutely uncomfortable with. Why? Because a bitch like me gonna speak up every time. If I don't like it, I'm gonna say it. If I don't want to do it, I'm gonna say it. What you need to know is it's always going to be said. And if you don't like the fact, and I've haven't encountered anybody who's like, well, if you don't like it, then you're not the one for me. You're not fully submitting. That's manipulation. And again, my motto back in the day, and woo, growth and therapy, used to be, you can't manipulate the manipulator. Baby, I was a master at it. Ninja. Like, but growth? No. But I can spot when manipulation is taking place. And I am the accountability queen. I will call myself out. I will own that shit to the max. However, I will call every fucking body else out at the same time. You did this, you need to atone for it. You also did this, you need to be responsible for it. You did this, you need to be accountable for it. I'm absolutely going to do that every fucking time. Why? Because that is how you become better humans. You cannot grow if you are trying to be stagnant and blameless your entire life. It's not always about being the victim. Okay? And again, told you, don't have no notes this episode. I'm just strictly going on a tangent. But I just want to emphasize how some behaviors, consent, speaking up, can be used against you. And it can be used against you by multiple people in the community. It's not just Dom saying, oh, well, this is my... dominating, like, this is how I dominate. If you don't like it, well, you can leave. Okay. And again, I'm not like other women, and I'm not saying that all women are the same, but what I know about me, and I wish my roomie Lori was here, because if nobody can attest to what I'm about to say, that's the good sis kid. I'm about to say that bitch kid, but she don't be like, hey girl. She can attest to it. If you tell me something like that, baby, I'm going to fucking leave and you will never hear from me again. I like my peace. More importantly, I made a sport out of blocking people. You will not try that bullshit with me, because I guarantee you every single time it will never work in your favor. I say that, I stand on it 10 toes down. Do not play in my face. It's only gonna fuck you over. Because I'm okay with leaving, baby. I ain't got no ties to nobody. I don't owe anybody shit. I don't have to be here. I can leave. I know a lot of women, it's not that easy. And I wish, like, it was. And I'm in a space of functioning where I try to be supportive. A lot of women do not want solutions. And this is not on no pick me shit. Don't y'all come for me. But y'all know I'm telling the goddamn truth. A lot of women are not solution based. They want to talk about it, they want to vent about it, but they don't want to make moves to change the situation. Not all women, but there are a lot. I am a very solution based woman. I am a nigga. This is what I've been told my whole life. If there is a problem, I will talk about it. After that, I'm not saying shit else, because now it's time to put in work. Now we're about to get shit done. So I also know in my space, me trying to be more gentle and understanding that everybody does not think like Kiki does. Everybody does not move like Kiki does. I am very mindful when someone is in a situation and they may have a hard time getting out. Only advice I can give you is you need to leave. I can't tell you how to leave. Everybody's leaving process is not the same. My process is cold turkey. I don't have to wean off. I don't need closure. You're dead to me. You died when the conversation ended. Who is this person? I don't even know them. They're not even on my phone. Who is that person? Never seen that man before in my life. Can't even relate. But I know a lot of people don't, especially women, don't operate that way. So I've been trying to be more understanding. And, oh, God, Lori is the greatest roommate ever, y'all. Like, for real. She has this saying where I believe it's advice or comfort. And she'll say, I don't need advice right now. I just need comfort. That is her way of saying, girl, I just want to vent about it. Because me, she knows me. I'm solution based. So soon as you tell me the problem, I'm like, boom, 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 boom. Bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. Like, this is how you fix it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. And sometimes I now know, because everybody doesn't function like I do, that's not what women want to hear. Especially in this space when it is very hard moving forward from ending a DS situation or MS dynamic. Like, it's not easy. And I know people don't function like me. So I'm working on being more understanding. However, because there's always a however. There are the girls who really want to get out, and I've seen it. I've read the tweets because I follow a good amount of people, and I've seen tweets that aren't even related to people I follow. They just kind of happen to be like on some For You shit where they just pop up on your page. Don't even know the person, don't follow the person, anything. But some of the girlies, slave, submissive, littles alike, have created this delusional ass hierarchy where when things like this are being said, I feel like this isn't the norm. This is a submissive saying this to another submissive. I feel like this isn't the norm from my dom. I'm not comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. This doesn't feel right. You got some bitches that are in Deluluville and they're just like, well, that's the only way it's supposed to be. Like, I don't understand why you don't understand that this is a part of the dynamic. This is a part of your role. Granted, you have some women who are TPE 24/7, an episode called 25/8, where it is all day, every day about their dom. Their whole life revolves around how their dom dominates their life. And you know what? Perfectly fine. I totally understand that TPE and 24/7 is a thing. However, what you're not going to do is be like those Delulu bitches and have this weird sense of hierarchy like, oh, because I'm 24/7 and he literally tells me when I can take a shit. Everybody else behind me or everybody else is below me and they're doing it incorrectly. Those are the women you got to stay the fuck away from. Because if you find a safe space and they start hitting you with shit like that, they're not a safe space and they're just as abusive as the dom that's abusing you. I'm going to just call a spade a spade. I've seen it my whole 9 years of being in this lifestyle. There are some women who are like, oh, I am here. You're not here, so your submission isn't really valid. Yeah, it is. There are levels to this shit. Like, I personally I've experienced the MS relationship. I know what that's like. I now know I no longer want that. DS works for me. But what I'm not going to do, okay? I'm not going to shame somebody for not having an MS relationship or not being TPE, not being 24/7, because I'm creating a hostile space when I'm supposed to be a girl's girl. Or at this point, I'm supposed to be a sub-sub because it's not just women. But right now, I'm particularly talking to the women in the Black kink and BDSM community. And I'm not attacking anybody. Y'all know me. It's all peace and love over here. But I call bullshit as I see it. Again, accountability queen. If I see it, I'm going to call it out every single time. And it's up to you to rectify and course correct. However, I'm going to call a spade a spade. And there are some delusional ass women in this lifestyle. I just want to talk about that. Last thing. I think this is the last thing. Maybe not. I don't know. It is. It's the last thing. Because I feel like I've been talking and it's been a rant. But last thing I want to talk about is, you know, we have the bullies, the bad doms, and the mean girls. I've talked about the bullies. I mean, bad doms. I've talked about the mean girls. I haven't talked about the bullies. And let me tell you who happens to be some of the biggest bullies in the BDSM community. And that is vanilla non-BDSM and kink fucking people. They are some of the biggest bullies I have ever experienced in this lifestyle. One is a sense of projection. They feel like they have to shame you because of two things. Either their complete disdain of the kink community and the BDSM lifestyle, or the fact is that they are not comfortable enough to actually delve into the community themselves because of fear of shame, fear of being ostracized, or fear of being ridiculed. So they project their negative bullshit onto you. Oh, I don't understand why you like being spanked. Why do you like being tied up? Why do you let that man or that woman control you? Just say you want to be in the community and fucking go. Because contrary to popular belief, on the kink side of things, you won't be shamed for being into this shit. Because guess what? The girls who get it, get it. And the girls over there who don't, they don't. So I say all that to say, the biggest bullies I've ever encountered and endured and seen. Because when vanilla Twitter taps into black kink Twitter, oh my fucking God. Like, go away. Why the fuck are you over here? Like, you made it clear. This ain't your cup of tea. This ain't for you. So leave. What did I just say 5 minutes prior? One thing about me, if it don't suit me, I'm a fucking leave. If you are not into kink, if you are not into BDSM, fine. We're not going to shame you for it. We're not going to blame you for it. However, keep that same fucking energy. You can't come over here and be like, I can't believe you like that. What would your father say? Bitch, I know somebody that like it. Why the fuck are you worried? Dead ass. Like, why is it such a concern to you? Because you can't live in your truth and be who you actually want to be because you're so afraid of what people are going to think and say about you that you have to project your negative connotations onto me. And baby, it's free over here, baby. We living like a bird. I love it over here. Everybody knows. This is a whole podcast. My friends know. I'm hoping one day this is something I can tell my family. Some of them know. But like, I love it here. There is no shame about anything about me. So when you try that projection, that shit bounces off like a fucking, like a ball. It never's going to happen over here, love. Because I own who I am. And there is so much power in owning your ownership, if that makes sense. Like, I own every single thing about me. The good, the bad, the ugly, the shadow place, the shadow work. I own everything about me. So there's no one who can ever tell me about me because I'm so solid. But then you have those people who are not solid and they're frazzled or scrambled because they don't get to be who they want to be in real life. And it's really unfortunate. And love, I hate that for you. But baby, that's not my problem. You need to figure it out. But what you're not going to do is bully me and my homegirls. Or bully me and my homeboys, because it's fun over here. Real shit's happening over here. We love the DS community, the BDSM community, and the kink community over here. If you have a problem with it, tough titty. Stay on your side of the realm, I guess. So, bringing it to a close. The bullies, the bad doms, and the mean girls of the community. We have to do better. And I know one day we will do better, but right now it just doesn't seem like that's about to happen, but we need to do better. And that is going to end episode 123, i.e. my tangent, a little bit of tangent, but this is just me getting my shit off and speaking about things that have always been on my mind that I've never talked about. And I didn't want to put it in like a structured type of episode. I wanted to, again, just get my shit off, talk my shit. talk about my my observations, and, you know, go from there. So you can follow me, guys. I'm outside on Instagram, Kinks with Kiki Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter, where you probably actually see my face, Kinks with Kiki. Email me, again, ladies, for Women's History Month. If you do have a story you'd like to share about your girl-on-girl experience, you can email it to me, kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. You can rate, review, and subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, hope you guys have a beautiful Monday. Hope your week is prosperous and it flourishes and it's a great week for you. And as always, I am your dose of Black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, my beautiful kinky people, peace.